Okay, so you're up to Daf Lamed Chesem Beis. We're up to, shouldn't have done that. We're up to Amar Rav Yochanan. Okay, we're falling a little behind. Amar Rav Yochanan. Lamed Chesem Beis Rav Yochanan is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 lines. No, 20 lines. 20 lines,
you said.
Okay. I'm Rav Yochanan. Call Makim. What are we talking about? 20 lines.
I'm Rav Yochanan. In a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's at the end of the line.
I'm Rav Yochanan. Call Makim.
Okay, I got to count them. Hold on. Oh, call Makim. Shit, I got it.
Okay. I'm Rav Yochanan. Call Makim. Shapaku. I mean them to. Shapaku, I mean, many places they mean about person. Shapaku, they were poker, which means that they go and they found a reason. They found a pasuk in the pasuk in the Torah, which appears to be give support to their false ideologies. Shapaku, I mean, teshuvasim b'tzidon. The truth, the response is b'tzidon is the very same pasuk. Hashem comes to the rescue to refute their false claims. For example, now we're going to go through a whole series of examples. Each example the Gemara giving over here, you have to understand that the Gemara knew everything. So every example represents the entire history of Jewish people in the world. Any argument that an Epicurus can possibly make in this history of the Jewish world is found here in these questions. The first example is Nasa Adam Etzalmenu. Hashem said, "Let us make man in our image." So therefore, it's Blush Blush Rabbim. Everyone knows Blush Rabbim. That implies that Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to other creatures. Let us together. Let us fashion a human being. Therefore, there's more than one God. So what is the response? The response is Vayivra. Vayivra is blush and yachid. Hashem alone created him. Vayivra lokim es adam b'tzalmai. Blush and yachid. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu rejects, it's not even Hashem is blush and rabbi. The Gemara is going to say this a little later on. The reason why Hashem always speaks blush and rabbi is humility, is to teach mankind humility.
So what are you trying to tell us? First, they said that there was more than one God.
Hashem responds. Who in actuality created man? Vayivra. Vayivra is blush and yachid. Good. Vayivra, Hashem created. Why did it say over here? Why does it say pasuk Naaseh? That's misleading. Why did Hashem deliberately mislead mankind? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach mankind humility. A person should be humble. Mm-hmm. Humble. It's so important to be humble. It's kedai to put into a person the mind.
How does it make you humble? How does Naaseh Adam tell me?
Because it's not me. Let's together. I don't want to lord over everyone else. Let me be part of the crowd, the team. Humility. It's kedai to be humble at the expense of being an epicurus.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
If a person is really humble, you're guaranteed you're not an epicurus. That's why it's not really such a danger. A humble person will never be an epicurus, but it's kedai to allow this machshavah in a person's mind in order to be humble. Next Gemara. Sham Sifas. I always used to make them crazy. I always say Vinivla. Vinovla. It's like always a hard. This always sticks in my mind. I use the Bal Kriya. You have to know that. It's Vinovla. Sham Sifasam. Tricky. Sham Sam. Shin and a sin. Tricky expression. Bal Kriya. Hashem Hava Nerga. There's Blush Rabbin. Let us together descend and we're going to mix up languages. So if Hashem will speak Blush Rabbin. Could it be? Period. So therefore it's Lashon Rabbim. And what was the end? The end was Vayir Hashem Liros. It says Lashon Yachid. Vayireid Hashem Liros. Himself went down. Shalom Aleichem. We miss you so much.
Yeah, we have to.
So much. It's so good to see you, guys. Yeah,
good. Hey,
Lamed Ches. Oh, did you get the Gadot? Good morning. You're the whole
time of the Gadot. Non-stop Gadot. I'm early. I'm sorry.
Okay. We have to go very fast because we're falling behind. So apologize, but we'll try to go a little fast. The lion has roared. The Aryeh Sha'og Milo Yura. He's telling us that it's Elul. We have to roar. Aryeh is Rosh HaTevus. Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur Men Hoshana Rabbah. When you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to think about these things. Yiskaber Ka'ari. Ka'ari is a lion. Every morning you wake up, you have to think about Elul, but there's only missing the hay. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What happened to the hay? Why are we not Aryeh? Leave off the last S for savings. When you wake up in the morning, you have to think about only the Yimei Hadin. You don't think about the salvation. Okay. The salvation is Hashanah Rabbah. That you can leave off. Think about the Avodas Hayom. Vayta. Vayir Hashem. The pasuk goes in Vayir Hashem. Vayir Hashem. Vayir Hashem. Vayir Hashem. Vayir Hashem. Vayir Vayered is Beloshon Yochid. So the response to the Apikorsim is no, it's only Hashem who went down who descended. Next, Kisham Niglu Elov Hu Elokim. There, Niglu is Beloshon Rabim. Okay, so this Yaakovin who says over there, Hashem appeared to him when he went to look for a Shidduch, when he went to Lavan, Niglu, and his way back, he now built him his Mizbeach. It was full circuit. He now comes back and he builds the Mizbeach that he promised Hashem that he will build if everything goes well. Everything did go well, now he's coming back and he's building the Mizbeach, and he's recounting, he's reflecting what happened, and he writes to Beloshon Rabim, Niglu. Niglu implies there's more than one Ribayin Shalom Chas Shalom. Then the pasuk goes on to refute any apikorsis, Lokel Hoine Oisi, Lokel is Beloshon Yochid. So therefore, even though the pasuk in the beginning misleads us to think there's more than one God, the pasuk at the end makes it very clear that there's only one Ribayin Nishlam, is not more than there's not one. Lokel is Lashon Yochid, I know to answer me beyond Sarasim, they're my trouble. Next, Mi Goy Godol Asher Lo Elokim Krev Melof, Elokim. Elokim is Lashon Rabim. Okay? Elokim, the whole Machos of Elokim is Yud Mem. So when we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as Elokim, the whole essence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to him Beloshon Rabim, Haloi Davar. How can you say Hashem is Elokim? That misleads us to think there's more than one God. Mi Akimi Goy Asher Lo Elokim Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kashem Elokim Uchol Kein Olav. The answer is, the next pasuk goes on to say, Mi Ka'amcha, the answer is, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz Asher Holchu Elokim Liftos Lo La'am. This pasuk, which describes, it's the same series of psukim, Yud Ches and Yud Ches, and the start of the Gemara is Devarim Dalid, and the next pasuk, well, that's pasuk Navi, but these two psukim, they go together. They go together in that, one more time, the pasuk, Kimi Goy Gadol, a great nation, Asher Lo Elokim Kerem Olam, Asher Lo Elokim Kerem Olav, and this pasuk is the same exact thing, the Goy Gadol, the great nation, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. Okay, so it's discussing the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael as being one of a kind. And in this pasuk, when we mention Hashem, his relationship to this unique nation, here it's clear, it's Hashem is written Beloshon Yochid. That says lo, Hashem Elokim, liftos lo for himself. It doesn't say liftos lohem, that all the gods together redeem the Jewish people, that they can be the gods of the Jewish people. It doesn't say that, it says lo. So these two psukim have in common that they're focusing on the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael as the greatest nation in the world. Yeah. And the first pasuk is misleading because it says Elokim Loshon Rabim. And this pasuk comes to respond to that pasuk by telling us, no, it's Loshon Yochid, Hashem is only one Ribayin Shel Olam.
The first pasuk is
misleading.
First pasuk we said at the beginning, the first pasuk.
Humility.
What's the first pasuk?
What's the humility in this pasuk here as well? So the Gemara is going to ask that at the very, very end. So the Gemara says it's a catch-all, all the psukim. Hashem always speaks about himself, Beloshon Rabim, to teach humility. Even though we are more familiar with the Rashi in the beginning of the Chumash, when Hashem creates man, Hashem says Naase Adam. But the Gemara in a few moments is going to tell us that answer really applies to all of these psukim. Mm-hmm. So even this pasuk in the Rambam where it says Mi Goy Gadol Asher Loi Elokim, Elokim is Beloshon Rabim Kiroivim, that is close Kiroivim Elov, the Elov is Yoshk, that's the nation. Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kreim, but there's nothing in this pasuk that may put Hashem in the singular form. Hashem only expressed himself in the plural form Elokim.
The teacher's Anova.
Anova. Then the response to this question is the pasuk in Tehillim that it says Mikam Chesh Goy Chad Ba'aretz Asher Holcho Elokim Liftos Lo. In this pasuk, Hashem is adding one more word Lo. It's the same theme of the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael as being a unique nation, one of a kind. But in this pasuk, Hashem says Lo. Hashem refers to himself in the singular to refute any thought that a person may have that there's more than one Ribayin Shalala. Okay, now we come to the last pasuk. The last pasuk is a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel has a vision. In his vision, he sees in heaven, he sees two thrones. Two thrones. So who are the two thrones for? So an apikoros will want to tell you the two thrones. There are two gods in heaven. There's a throne for the Ribayin Shalom. There's a throne for another god, Chas Hashem, apikorosis. Ad, D, Kor, Sivan, Remiv. Okay, it says there that his Adi means until, all the way up, his throne was exalted, Remiv, V'atik yoimin yisiv. And the Hashem is a code word. It's a code word. Code word for Hashem is the one who is atik yoimin, from time immemorial, he was sitting. So this, the pasuk itself answers. It begins by telling us there are two thrones, and then it says there's only one God sitting on the two thrones. Who is the one God? The atik yoimin. The atik yoimin is a code word. It is an expression. It is a description for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem has many different ways we refer to him. We call him the Gemara more often than not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's the most popular term in Chazal to refer to what we call Hashem. We call him today, we call him Tavshin Ayin Zayin, we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Hashem. Hashem. The vernacular is Hashem. But that's a new thing. That's a modern innovation. It used to be you referred to the Ribbono. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Medrash and in the Talmud and in the Haggadah. Haggadah, there are a lot of references to Hashem. And every time in the Haggadah you refer to Hashem, take note, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Going off the topic of whatever verse, why? Why you call Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shav Simcha Salavishak. Who sits in that chair and that stand, he told me the Pshad is because what do we say davening every day? We have the Nevuah of Yeshaya and the Nevuah of Yecheskel. What did Yeshaya see? Yeshaya saw the Malachim say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What did Yecheskel see? Then the Malachim say, Baruch Kivoyed Hashem Mukaymai. So we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the Kadosh of Yeshaya and the Baruch of Yecheskel. And even though these are very different concepts, which I can't go into now, we don't have time now, but who? It's all the same. The Ribbono Shel Olam that was seen by Yeshaya is the same Ribbono Shel Olam that was seen by Yecheskel, even though once saw a Kaddish, once saw a Baruch, the Zelbazach. Yeah. Who? Half of the fella. I have similar salvation, but there's a lot of depth in that, and we can't do it now, and maybe another time. So here we have a new term, it's Murdik, it's passing in the Neil, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Atik Yoimin. The Atik Yoimin. Okay, I love that expression. Yosef. So therefore, what's the kasha? You start off that there are two thrones, and the end of the pasuk tells us there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam. Only one Ribbono Shel Olam sitting on the two thrones. So therefore, that's the refutation to the Epicurean. Okay, now the Gemara's kasha, Hanach Lamali. The Gemara says, so now the Gemara is a very basic question. So why did Hashem do this? Hanach means why? Why did Hashem mislead us? Why in all of these songs the Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to himself Lashon Rabim? The Gemara answers, "Yochanan, Yom Yochanan, Ein Kadosh Baruch Hu." See Hakadosh Baruch Hu. See in the Gemara, Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara's term, favorite term. Aisa Davar Echad Davar Ela Imke Nimlach BePemalas Shalmaila. The reason why Hashem refers to himself in plural is because, as it teaches humility, that Hashem always asks the Pemalas Shalmaila, "What do you think of this idea? I have an idea. I want to think. What do you think of it?" Humility, to teach mankind humility. Adam was never in the Tzelem Elokim. We have to also follow in Hashem's ways. Shenemar, a pasuk that's Begzeras Irin. Irin is a very nice word for angels. It's a very complex word for angels. Piskama was the matter sent forth. Uvimemar, and the word Kadishin She'elta, and in the words of the Kadishin, which is also the Malachim, She'elta was it asked. Okay, this is an expression which means that the Malachim have input. The Irin are the Malachim, and the Kadishin are Malachim. There's this poetic repetition, this pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he consults, he mentions his ideas, and he asks the Malachim, "What do you think about doing this idea?" And they communicate, they have a dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in regard to what Hashem will do to teach mankind humility. Now, the Gemara says this is a very good answer with regard to all the questions, all the different examples we've given until the very last, and the very last one is more problematic, because it says there are two thrones. And all of the other things, it just talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem does, what Hashem thinks, what Hashem says, but the last pasuk in Dilah, it says that he saw a vision, he saw in heaven, he saw two thrones. That's not a conversation. Hashem is not putting on the throne Malachim. So what's the two thrones? Ha-Tenach Kulhi, but the last pasuk, Adi, they were Kar Savan Rimiv, that Hashem's, the two, Kar Savan is a throne, but it's Lashon Rabim. There are two thrones that are very, very high, Michael and Meymar. So the Gemara says, an appellative answer, halfway of a fella, wondrous answer, that one throne is for David HaMelech. David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "David, you sit with me." I sit on one throne, and David HaMelech, you sit on the other throne. Malchus HaDa'ara, Ke'ein Malchus HaDurakia. There's a Melech in Shemayim, there's a Melech in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives David HaMelech a throne. Echor Loi, V'yachor LeDavid, Titania. Echor Loi, one for Hashem, V'yachor LeDavid, K'divar B'Yakiva. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Akiva, What are you saying these things? What do you know of what's going on in Shemayim? Ad Moseh Ato Oseh Shechinuchal. How could you dare you equate a human being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And if you know the Suya Shas, this is not a Kasha. Because this is Merdek Yisoyed. Rabbi Kiva was the one that taught Es Hashem Lekecha Lira. And what it was, Shimon Hamsuni. Hamsuni, he was Dorish called Esim Shebetara. And then it said Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. There can be nothing you can equate with the Rabbanu Shalom. So he stopped. Ah, Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, and he says, no, es l'rabois talmidei chachamim. Rabbi Akiva was the one that was machadish, that a human being is mamish, a shutif kaviyachal with a kodesh baruch hu, es l'rabois talmidei chachamim, es r'm kachtira. So it's mamish, and this is the Gemara, that's Sanhedrin, Dav Lamed Zayin, Rabbi Akiva l'shitasoi, that there are two thrones. There is the Ribbono Nishal Olam, and there's David. Because a human being can reach a madrega, but obviously not everyone liked this. Rav Shimon Hamsuni didn't go for this, and neither Rav Yossi. What are you saying? You're saying things which the Olam cannot deal with. El, therefore, he says, "Echalim v'chol litztaka." Hashem has midas hadin. Very good. El, amidas harachanim tztaka. When Hashem judges the world, Hashem sits amidas hadin. And when he sees midas hadin is not going to be to our benefit, so then he gets off in the kise of midas hadin, and he sits in the kise of midas harachanim. There are two thrones. Kabbalah means the Gemara is Akasha, the Rabbi Yossi. Tzedakah.
Don't we say that by Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah,
but
he
picks himself up of one throne.
And he goes, so you have Mamash or Gemara and Sanhedrin, Tupsukim, Basakim, Dinil, two thrones, exactly, two different thrones. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yossi, did he accept this as a valid answer? Kibla Kabbalah mean Eloi Kabbalah, did he accept it or not? Toshma, Tainan, the Rabbi Yossi, Echel, Ledin, Vechel, Tzedakah, the Rabbi Kiva. Amalar, Belez, Nazaria, Akiv, this is a famous line. Malacha Eitzel Hagada, Rabbi Kiva. It's not your forte. Tadarsh and Drush, Chloch Eitzel Negoyim Ve'Oyhalos. Akiva, I think you'd be better off Tadarsh and Halacha. Give a halachic shir. Do not give a agadic shir, because he's saying your halacha, your agada, is not something that's popular. People don't want to hear this idea because the Shbaruch Hu has two thrones. Ella, so there, Elizabeth Azari, he has a third interpretation. Ella, Echal Lekisei V'Echal Lish Raf Raf. One is a footstool. The second throne is a footstool. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rests his feet on a footstool. What does that mean? I don't know, but it means to be very, 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 very mystical. Kisei leishav lov shirafraf lahadem raglav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a presence in this world. Daniel saw two thrones, one in Shemayim, one because this world is a Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rests his presence in this world as well. And the Beis Hamikdash is his Hadoim Raglav, is the other Kisei, which is the extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Vaitis L'maskana, if someone asks you a question, what does it mean? What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk Daniel there are two thrones? You have three answers. One is we see that Rabbi Akiva was Makabel. The fact that Rabbi Akiva backed down. And Rabbi Kiva himself did not, in the second answer, say one is La Hashem, one is for David, but instead in the second version he said one is for Din and one is Tzedakah. So Rabbi Kiva was Mekabel, the answer, the protest of Rabbi Yossi. So what do we learn from this? You have to reconcile that with S. You know, it's interesting. If we have to come and still reconcile this Gemara with the S in the Darsh in S Shabbat Torah. But what do we take away from this Gemara? Maskan to remember to work away from today's Zaf is to remember that it says in Daniel that there were two thrones, and we have a sach of three mahalchim to understand why there are two thrones. One is for Hashem, one is for David, one is for Din, one is for Tzedakah, and one is for his kisei, and one is for the Hadoim Raglav. Aryeh,
yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah, isn't that what Yeshaya saw?
What? Sorry about that. There's no busha in our shir. In this shir, that's a kanai. You come into this shir, no, there is no busha. Let it all hang out. There's no busha. Okay? That's a tanai. That's a tanai in this shir. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Today I really lost my cool in the morning. Whew. I'm in a lot of trouble with some of these people, so I really have to
learn
restraint. Gvur, I have to restrain myself. Yeah.
Isn't that what Yeshaya saw? He saw his Raglov, Yeshaya.
Yeshaya saw what?
The footstool.
The footstool. Okay, I don't know. Let's go by. I don't know. These are very deep things. Abraham Nachman. Hi man, the Yoda Lahadut Luminim Krav Idis Lahad. A person knows how to respond. Da Malahoshiv Lapikos. If you know how to respond, respond. The Ilo Lo Lahadar is the son of life. If you do not know how to respond, if you're not trained to deal with the missionaries, do not engage them in dialogue. When they come knocking your door and they start telling you about Isaiah 49, whatever it is, they start darshing you, don't engage in conversation. You have to know, have to be professionally trained. Ahu Amar Hu Minu Lelar Rav Idis. Napi Kari says Rav Idis Ksivis in the Pasuk Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. It says to Moshe, Hashem said, Amar Alei ascend El Hashem. So the question was, why does it say El Hashem? It should say Alei Elai. If Hashem is the speaker, the proper way to speak is come to me. Alei Elai mi boile. Amalei. So. So Rabbi Idis. So Rabbi Idis, who's Rabbi Idis said to him, Ze metatron, ein hochinami. The one that is speaking to this pasuk was not Hashem. The one that was speaking was the Malach metatron. Okay, that's his name. Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi. The name of metatron is the name of his master, is the same name as Hashem. Now, what does that mean? So here in the bottom of the page it says, metatron is bigamatria shakai. Shakai. So therefore, that's he's representing Hashem. It says in the pasuk, "Kishmi b'kibo." It says in the pasuk, "Do not rebel." I'm going to send a malach. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael for the eagle, that you're not worried that I should escort you. Instead, I'm going to send the malach. Do not rebel against the malach. Kishmi b'kibo. The name of the malach is the same as my name. His name is Metatron, and my name is Shakai, and they have the same gematria. And therefore, be very careful not to rebel. Fine. Ihach, if that's the case, Nifluchule. So Rabbi Kori says, if that's the case, that if he has the name of Hashem, we should worship him. They see over here, Mizd Mamash, he says, that's how Avodah Zarah starts. We should worship Hashem's Mesharsim. That's how Avodah started, because if he has the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's telling him over here, Metzias, then the Velt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Malach, and the Malach has a Shlita, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has Hashem's name, we should worship, in addition to worshiping Hashem, we should worship the Malachim. Okay, then from that follows the sun, the moon, the stars, people. We should worship Hashem's representatives. It wasn't all follow from that. Niflechule. So it's possible to the eye. So here comes the very powerful answer to this question. The process. Hashem said, "Al tamerbo." Now that simply means do not rebel against the malach. The Gemara says a very important drasha. Tamer means do not exchange me for him. Tamer lashon of tamura. You're right. Hashem made a malach. And the Malach Taka has power. I'm giving the Malach power to do things. But it's Gezeris HaKosev. You're not allowed to worship Hashem's Mesharsim. The only one you worship is Hashem. It may Taka be true that Hashem gave for the Umas Olam. He gave them a sun and a moon and stars and their powers. There's power in the Welt. So what? You're not allowed to worship these powers. You only worship Hashem. And Hashem will tell the powers to do what needs to be done. Whatever that means. Al Timreini Bo, do not rebel against me through him. Im Ken, if that's the case, L'Yisrael L'Fishachem Lamali. So then why then does the Pasuk say, I will not forgive your sins? In other words, I will not forgive you. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Im Ken, Lo Yisrael L'Fishachem, Lo Yochol L'Sloyach L'Fishachem, Uma Yisrein Bo. So what's the benefit? It says, Lo Yisha. Lo Yisa Lefish Achem Lamli. Why do we need this pasuk? Rashi explains, Imkein Lo Yisa Lefish Achem Lo Yochol Lesloyach Lefish Achem.
But he's a malach. If he can't worship him, he doesn't have the ability to forgive you either.
So that the malach will not forgive you. So right, the pasuk is mashma that the malach is not going to forgive you. If you rebel against the malach will not forgive you. He has no power.
We cannot.
It's not in the, since we've just said I'll tame our bow, so he has no power anyway. So what does the pasuk then mean now? So he explains. So if it is gave him the answer, which I really don't understand what the answer. I try to show it in the prepared Gemara, but let's see. Amar Lai, so he told him, Heima Nusa Bidan. We have faith. We have the following tradition. What does this mean? There is faith in our hands, which basically means we have a tradition. What is the tradition? The afil b'farvanka nami loy kabelna, that we do not accept shaluchim. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to send a malach in my place because you've sinned. Moshe said to Hashem, if you're sending an agent, don't bother. We're not going anywhere. We're only going to go if you will escort us directly. Thank you, but no thank you. We don't want a malach. We have a tradition that even b'farvanka nami loy kabelna. We did not accept any agent. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Amale heimanusa bidan she'ein by koyach loseis pishoenu." The malach has no power to forgive our sins. Va'onu nami ma'asnuhu. We also rejected him. Ume'anu l'kablo afilu l'farvanka as an agent, shaliach motzi umevi. So what is the Gemara's answering? How does the Gemara answer the kasha? The Mitzvah doesn't really explain. I don't really see any explanation what this means over here in the Mitzvah. He basically says, you're right. We have tradition. You're right. The Malach does not have any power to forgive us. And not only that, we did not accept the Malach to serve as the agent for Klal Yisrael. We, Klal Yisrael, are under the direct Hashgacha of Hashem himself, and we have nothing to do with the Malach. As the Pasuk said, Chsiv, Vayom Eilav, Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're telling me that you're going to send a Malach in front of us to guide us in the desert? Im Ein Panecha Holchim, if you will not escort us directly, then Ein Panecha Holchim, we're not leaving. Pasuk goes on to say, Chavdal, Masrach the Gemara, Im Ein Panecha Holchim, Al Talemi Mizeh, don't even bother. Don't bother taking us out of Egypt. So how does it answer the Gemara's question? How does it answer the Gemara's question? The Gemara's Akasha, what does it mean? I don't know. So let's leave with that. I don't know. Not everything we're going to daf. We know, so we're just going to leave. We'll have the Kasha. What the Gemara means to answer. I struggled with this in the preparation. I didn't get a chance to look into it more. What's to say on the bottom of the Gemara? The Chafir on the bottom of the Gemara. What does that say over here? Kisva Yad Biyadcha. No, there's nothing that tells you to look. I don't know. Okay, we have to go right to, I don't know. Right, new Gemara. Amalehu Mina, there was not Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosh, there was an Apikoris that posed the following challenge, Rabbi Yosh, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosh, since it's possible, Hashem, him to Al Stombi, Al Moro, Gopis, for Ish, Rabbi Hashem. So the question over here is Hashem saying, Me'itoi, Rabbi Yosh, say Hashem poured down Me'itoi from him. Why does it say Me'es Hashem? If Hashem is speaking, the proper grammar should be Me'ito. Amalehu, Ahu Koves, so there was a simple man, he was a laundry man, who was eavesdropping on the conversation between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Karis, and he said, Shafke. He told the Rosh Yeshiva, quiet, let me give the answer. I want to answer this Rabbi Karis. Ano mahadar nolei. T'chsiva, the answer is, Vayomer lemech l'noshav, lemech said to his wives, Adovit sila, sheman koli, listen to my voice, nishe lemech, the wives of lemech. If you're talking to your wives, you don't talk about yourself in third person. You say, my wives. Noshai mi boile. What's nishay? The wives. If Lemech is speaking and he says to his wives, otherwise he'll listen to me, and then he says, nishay, the wives of Lemech, you don't talk about yourself in third person. You talk to your wives directly. What wife would tolerate a husband saying, say, the wife of myself should now bring me a glass of water? Would that go off well at home? I don't think so. Okay, so Nishan Boile. Ella, the answer is, this is an expression. This is a style of writing. Style of writing. Mela Ella Mishtoi Krahachi. Hachi Nami. Likewise, in the Pasik that says, Via Hashem Hintu Al Stem Via Lamoru Gophers for Ish Me'es Hashem. The reason why it says Me'es does not say Me'et is because this is nothing more than a style of writing. Hachi Nami Mishtoi Krahachi. Amalach Menolcha. How do you know that? Who taught you this? You're a Koyves. You're just a simple man. You're a laundry man. You're a minimum wage worker. You're not a Rosh Yeshiva. You're not a Rosh Yeshiva. You don't wear long. You don't wear a big hat. So how do you know this? Who taught you this? You went to a good shir? I went to Daf Yomi. I went to Rabbi Meir Shmuley. I went to Daf Yomi Rabbi Meir. He looked at Rabbi Meir and he taught this in shir. That's how I know this from. When he dashed, this is a Musa Hasla for all public speakers. Look at this. Havadarish Tilsa Shmaita. A third of the shir is halacha. Tilsa, a third of the shir is agadita. And tilsa, maslei, are parables, stories. So every darshan has to have a third halacha, a third agada, and a third of the shir should be maslech, should be stories. There are 300 mishalos of foxes. How you learn, Meir? He was a big mumch on foxes. We only have three. What are the three? We only have one. One is, maybe there only have three. Here's the old together. What are they? We have to read the Rashi because I don't really understand this whole story. The fathers eat grapes, unripened grapes. The shine vanim tekena, and the teeth of the children are loosened, are tekena, are unsettled. Moiznei tzedek, ani tzedek. Then the second one is scales of righteousness, stones of righteousness. The third one is tzaddik mitzar nechlatz. A tzaddik is saved from tzara, and nechlatz v'yava ayava irasha tachta. So these three psukim are the three mishalim, which all are woven into one story. What's the story? Rashi. Avos yalchlu v'yisar. Marshall, who this was a very popular parable. What was the ma'isa? Shrima ha'shulas ha'zeiv l'konis l'chotzeh ha'yudim be'erev Shabbos. So ma'isa haya, there was a fox, and the fox said to the wolf, "Full wolf, come with me. Let's go Erev Shabbos to the Jewish home. They're making challah and kugel. Let's partake of the delicacies. It's Erev Shabbos. Ulasakin imarim tzorchei suda, and we'll come and we'll help them out. We'll offer our assistance, and when we offer assistance, we'll help them out. V'yoychal imarim b'Shabbos, and we'll have a good meal. Friday we'll have a good meal Friday night. So the fact that the wolf said, good idea. Let's go. Ukshaba likanis." Chavru olav b'maklis. When they saw the wolf coming, everyone in the film took out weapons, baseball bats, and they beat the wolf to a pulp. Okay, so he was out in the street, all wounded. So the wolf was very, very hurt that he was wounded. So he said, "I'm going to take revenge on the fox. The fox is the one that fooled me to come and do this." So bol harigas hashual. So he went to the fox and said, "I'm going to kill you." Amarlo. So here's where you come to the first model. So the fox said to the wolf, "Don't blame me. I offered you a good deal. The reason why they wanted to kill you is because your Zayda once ate up all their food. So the Mela, they're taking revenge. So it's they're taking revenge because your Yichus. It's your Yichus that's the problem. Amalo Hilkucha Ella Bashvila Vicha. Your father, the father wolf, ate up the food. Shapamachas Hiskil Asylum. So Taka one day, it was Taka one time when the wolf went to help out, the Zayda wolf went to help out Shabbos, the Cholent, and as he was helping out, he consumed all the food. So there's nothing for Shabbos. So they're very angry at the Tata. So they're taking out their revenge on the Kindlach. The Achal is called Nechas Taiv, all the good meat. Amalo. So the wolf says to the fox, because my father sinned, I have to suffer my father's sins. Amalo Ubashvil Abba Ani Laike. My father, I have to suffer. Amalo Hain, yeah. That's the pasuk. The fathers eat the unripened grapes, which was poison, and it seeps into the DNA, and the children have bare teeth. That's right. So now we go to part two of the story. So I'll tell you what to do. Let's find a solution. So you're hungry, wolf. I'll tell you what to do. Boy, Imi, come with me. Look, we can't go into their house because they're going to beat you up. I'll show you a place where you can find good food. He took him to a very, very deep well. There was a piece of wood. And there was a rope. There was a piece of wood and a rope. There was a pulley. And there were two buckets. There were two buckets on the end of the rope. And the nichnas hashual b'dalich ha'elyon nichbid v'yar lamata v'liyatach ha'ala. So the fox goes into the bucket. And the bucket, now the weight of the fox causes the fox all the way down into the bottom of the pit. All the way far, far down. And when he goes down because of his weight, so the other bucket, so the other end of the pulley goes all the way up to the very, very top of the surface. So Amalei HaZeev, the wolf, Amalei HaZeev is all the way on the surface. And he sees that the fox all the way deep, deep down inside. Amalei HaZeev, Lamat Nicholas, why do you go down? Why do you go jump into the bucket? Why do you pull it down to the bottom? So he said to him, Amalei Yesh Kan Basar Gvina. Over here in the bottom of the pit, there's Basar V'Cholof. Okay, it's a takapel, wide dog, Basakhav's trafe, Basakhav, all the way down over here. It's too dark, you can't see, but I'm telling you, I'm down over here. Lecha Vespoya, the Heroloid, the Mus, Halavon, the Mayim, and he somehow showed him the appearance of the Levon and the Mayim, the Mus, the Eagle, somehow it was aptal illusion to make believe there's meat and it's this cheese, delicious, first the cheese, then the meat, all the way deep down the pit. Kimin Givina Agula, Amaloy, so the fox said, the wolf said, I also want some of this delicious food. How can I go down? Amalo, there's another bucket. There's another bucket right next to you. The bucket came all the way up. So go into that bucket and you'll come down with me. You'll delight. Amalo, who weighs more? The fox or the wolf? The wolf weighs more. So gravity pulls the wolf all the way down to the bottom. And now the fox is saved. He comes all the way to the top. And that's it. He's stuck there forever in the well. He's going to drown in the well. And the dli with the bucket which the fox goes all the way up. Amalei, so he comes out. In other words, the fox did this by design and order to get rid of him, to knock him out. And he should get rid of him. So the wolf now says in the bottom, how am I going to come back? Omaloi, say, you're not coming up. You're stuck forever. Tzadik mitzor nech. I'm the tzadik. You know, tzadik of the facts. Tzadik, he calls himself a tzadik. Tzadik mitzor nechlatz. He's saved. Vayavoy rosha tachtov. The rosha is the wolf. Goes in his place. Loikach siv. That's the second part of the Gemara. It says, mois neit tzedek, av neit tzedek. Scales of righteousness and stones of righteousness. That one goes up, one goes down, whatever that means exactly. And then the last pasuk says, Sadik mitzor nechlas ve'yav rosh ha'tachtov. That's the third part of. So therefore, these are the three psukim, which are three parts of this one long story. Obviously, there's a lot more in this marshal over here. And it tells you on the bottom over here, go look here, look there. You can spend your whole life trying to figure out what exactly all this means. But we read the Rashi, so we did ours. Vaita. New Gemara. Amalekei salu rabbanu l'amgamliel, elokeichem ganafu. What an accusation. The Caesar, the Caesar, he said to the Gamliel, who was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, that Ribbono Shel Olam is a ganef. What a statement! The Siv it says he stole from man his rib. Man was a complete creature. There was a rib, and the rib was stolen. The Siv Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardim Al Adam VaYishon and Hakadosh Baruch Hu took Achas Mitzal Oisav. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is a ganef. Amrulei Bas Bartesa, the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel, he said, Shavke Tata, I want to give the answer. I want to answer the case. So she said to the Kesar, Tnili duchois echad, give me a utensil. Give me a utensil. I want a utensil. What's a duchos is a utensil? Rashi says, I'm sorry, a duchos means a judge. I want a judge. You're the Kesar. You have at your disposal judges. I want you to go and assign, appoint a special commission, a Senate hearing, just for my purpose, because I was robbed, and I want a full-fledged investigation which involves the NSA, the CIA, FBI, and all law enforcement to judge the case. Amalei Lomalach, why? Listen, bo aleinu halayla, we were robbed. V'nalu mimenu kitoin shel kesef, and they stole a silver utensil. V'inichu, and they exchanged lanu kitoin shel zohav. And they exchanged with silver, they sold the silver leichter, they left over a gold leichter. Amar lo, so the Kesar says, Ulevai, halavai, shiavoy, olein, v'chodim, halavai, such ganovim should come to our house every single day and exchange the silver for the gold. So she says, I got you. You answered your own question. The lo yofer, ha yoloi, lo odim, rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takhu, is a ganov. He stole the tzela, and what did Hashem replace the tzela with? He gave him a wife, a zivel. Heremaisa? Hashem took away one thing from you. It's the Mordechai Kamash, what Shaduchim is all about. Shaduchim is all about, there's a process in Shaduchim. And the process of Shaduchim is Baruch Hu takes first. He takes. He causes a person, Surim. He takes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he repays carefully, he repays gold. It's the Mordechai Kamash, what's going on with the Gemara, Shnodlum Menu with Sela Achas, Venos no Shifchon the Shamshai, and Hashem gave him, now this is not very complimentary, I mean, we won't hear this, the Gemara calls a wife. A wife is a Shifcha the Shamshai. This is off the charts. Okay? The wife is called the Shif L'Shamshay. He took the tzel and he gave back gold. Silver gave back gold.
In the olden days.
Olden days. Gemara is timeless. Go home and hang up the stuff Gemara on the wall. On the wall. Every time you have a problem, you just point to the Gemara. Try that at home, right? Amalei Hachi Kameina. This Hachi Kameina Ella. So the Kesar was not satisfied. And the Kesar said, okay, very good. So why did Hashem need to put Adam to sleep? Hashem should have taken the tzela when he was awake. Ela lishkula behidya, take the tzela when he's awake. Amalei, so she said to him, okay, I'll answer your question. If you want, but first, I want you to give me a piece of meat. Aisuli umso de bisra, give me a raw piece of meat. So they took an animal, they slaughtered an animal, and they took a raw piece of meat. So the case brought her the raw piece of meat. Aisva tusei bach shah. And she put it underneath Bachsho. What's Bachsho? It's a pot.
A grate.
What?
A grate.
So she put it, to say means what, above or below? Above. She put it upon a grate. And
so here it says, Ofra Cham.
He's roasting the meat.
Roasting the meat, okay. A grate, well, he has a grate.
Covered with hot ash.
Hot ash, a fikta, and then they took it out to serve as a meal. Amrulei, Echol Mehai. Amrulei, the case says, Mi Isali, it's disgusting to me. In other words, what you don't know is good for you. When it comes to food, part of the intrigue of delicious food is you did not see it prepared. You know, a psychological idea that in order to arouse a person's delicacy is if you're not the chef. if you're a guest and you did not see all the food preparation, when you see the food preparation, it takes away the mystique of the food. That's why you go to a restaurant. You know what goes on in the restaurant. You didn't see it. You didn't see that
phone. Funny thing, when you see a barbecue, they take raw meat and put it on and the grass is off.
Okay, but in ancient, Gemara is saying that real, there's something psychological that we don't appreciate this, is that, that part of the mila of eating, of delicacy, is not to see the preparation. So he said, it's disgusting to him because I saw the entire preparation process. So Amalei said to him, oh, but Adam Arisha Nami, that's the answer to your question. Nami, I have a shekila of the head, yeah? If you have seen, if he would have seen Hashem take the tzela out of his rib, having the isle would be disgusting. It would have been disgusting. So therefore, menela, it has to be exciting. The way a person, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create a person with their zivuk on the first day. You first meet your zivuk when it's first time to get married. A person, the time he's born, knows who he's going to marry. By the time he gets married, when he's 20 years old, 18 years old, then it's going to be Mi'isalei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged the will when you first meet your zivuk much later in life, and that way it's not Mi'isalei. Ari is good.
Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Amalek Salamuliel Yodan Elokaihu Michael Ovid. So he says, you're right. I give my haskama. We need your haskam. This mamash a half of the Gemara. The case says, okay, your Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't like Yodan Elokaihu. Your God. The case was not willing to say he's my God. Your God. He knows what he is doing. Yashkoyach. I don't need your haskama to tell me the Rosh doesn't need your haskama, but he says what he said. Fine. New Gemara. It's negad v'itnach. Oh, now it's negad v'itnach. And then what happens? It's negad means what? What's the translation of these two words?
Faint. He became faint and sighed.
It's negad v'itnach.
So he became faint.
Who became faint?
Yeah, he made himself look as if he was Harul Cholomos.
Oh, sorry.
It looks like he was putting on a show.
Okay, so I skipped the Gemara. I mean, you didn't catch me. Period. New Gemara. Okay, I'm sorry. New Gemara. Before we go back to one thing, is it says posted by Hashem made Adam sleep a tardema, Adam tardema vayishan. It does not say anywhere in the Torah that Adam woke up. What does that mean? It means all a dream. We're all living now in the dream of Adam Rishon. Hashem put him to sleep. Doesn't say he woke up. Vaita. I know where you're going. I know where he is. I know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hanging out. I know his location. So he became faint, the intach, and he looked like he's about to die. Intach means he fainted. He got weak two words, which mean basically the same thing. He feigned weakness. He made believe he's about to die. Amalei, call Hatzala, my high. This man over here is fainting. What's going on? Call a doctor. Amalei, so why are you so faint? I have pain. I have gagum for my child. Bein echa yeshu bekarche hayam. I have a son who is overseas. I have a yearning for him, and I want him to be brought to me. He's not answering my cell phone. He's not answering his phone. I want to see him. So Omar, so the Kesar said, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? Do I know where he is? I don't know where he is. Amalei, so that's the answer to your question, to what you just said, to your nonsense. The Ika ba'ara lo yadat. You don't even know where my son is, who's somewhere in this world, and you're telling me that you know where the Ribbono Shel Olam is. How foolish to say such a thing. He counts the stars. Hashem counts the stars, and no human being has the ability to count the stars. So the case, I said, what's the big deal? I can count the stars. If I really wanted to, I put my mind to it and go count the number of stars in heaven. So Amuel says, really? I see chavushe. Bring me some chavushe, some type of fruit. What does it say?
Quinces.
Quinces. Shedinu be'arbelo. They put it into a pan. V'kamahadaluhu, and they spin the pan. They rotated the pan. And he said to the case, Amuel, there's probably only a few of them. How many? 10, 15, 20, 30. How many can you, quinces, they're large things, can you fit in the pan? And he said to the case, Amuel, count them. Count what's in the pan. Amuel, mininhu. I'll count, but stop spinning the pan. Stop spinning the pan. Amalei, So he said, Rikianami Hachi Hadra. You can't count the stars. You know why? Because the heavens are spinning. This is unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara is saying the reason why you can't count the stars is because the heavens are spinning. It's not because technically you can't count the stars. You technically they're in motion. Now you have a whole new appreciation of the Klal Yisrael to compare it to stars and they compare it to sand. Sand you technically can't count. You physically can't count the sand because it's not going anywhere. Just get down on your knees and start counting. It's just impossible because it's too numerous. Stars, it's not infinite. We're dealing with nearly nine. What can the human eyes see? You only have to count a star that you can. Of course, if you go out into outer space, you Hubble spacecraft, you'll find more stars. But in this world, there's only a degree, there's only a certain size of stars that you can see, so you can count it. It's not going to be more than, I don't know what the numbers are, but it's countable. There's a reason why you can't, it's because the Earth is spinning. So a whole new darga, by yaitzi oisa hachutza, im yucha lispa oisam, it's murdik. The bracha that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu is because the Klal Yisrael, they're going to keep on growing and growing. They
keep moving.
They keep moving. They're in motion.
Brownsville thing.
They're not just a moving location. They're growing in number. They're growing. The Klal Yisrael is busy. They're vibrant. They're tutzach. They're vibrant. When you're vibrant, you can't keep cheshven.
Nope.
But it's not a big number. You can count. It's a bigger bracha when you're vibrant. The other bracha was the earth, the sand. So numerous. But it's boring. It's not going anywhere. It's a much bigger bracha. The average person will tell you it's a much bigger bracha to count the sand because the sand is infinite. It's infinite. But the truth is the bigger bracha is Hashem gave because I'm a bin even because it's moving. When it's moving, it means it's vibrancy. It's unbelievable Gemara. Vaita, Ika, the Amri, Hachinai, Hachin, Amalei, Minei, another, other said this, we said, Hachin, Amalei, Nu, Minei, Kaychei, count the stars, Amalei. So I can count the stars. Count me the stars. Amalei. Anyway, before you count the stars, can you tell me how many teeth do you have? Do you have 22, do you have 32 or 33? How many teeth do you have? How many teeth do you have? Emily ka koch v'shinoch ka mehavi. Your molars and your teeth, how many are there? So he put his hand into his, he put his finger into his mouth and started counting his teeth. So shudo yodei lupume, v'komon began to count. Amalei, de'ika b'pumoch lo yodat. You don't even know how many teeth you have. You know how many stars there are? What a fool you are. You don't even know what's in your mouth. You don't even know what's in your mouth. You tell me you know how many stars?
But how's that a knockoff, though? If I want to count, I can count. I count my teeth, I count the stars. If it's Yachli Mana, so there's nothing more makes
obviously,
more,
obviously,
better.
Obviously, there's more to it. I don't know.
Hidden stuff here.
Yeah.
I don't know the end. Obviously, there's more to it, but he's saying over this idea. By the way, how many teeth does a person have? So there's a tradition that a Jew has 33 teeth and a guy has 32 teeth. There's such a tradition, and maybe it was true in the past that I went once at a store. There was a dentist who went and he saw the person had 33 teeth and he refused to treat him. He says, "So I don't treat Jews. I only treat goyim. Someone who has 33 teeth is a Jew." And a guy only has 32 teeth.
So guy should a dentist, I assume.
Guy should, he was not a Semite. And even the Goyim knew this today. We don't know this Metzius does not exist. Today, everyone has 32 teeth. But it used to be a Metzius in the olden days that a Jew has 33 teeth.
The question is, where was the extra tooth? Because each tooth was going to have a corresponding tooth against it.
I don't know. 33 teeth?
Because if not, it continues growing.
And they say the 32, they correspond to the tzitzis. If you have nice, clean tzitzis, have nice clean teeth.
You made it up?
No, I saw this. I saw this. The tzitzis are related to teeth. There are 32 tzitzis, there are 32 teeth, and if you keep your tzitzis in top shape order, you'll have no need to go to the dentist. No, I saw that somewhere in the Sefer.
It's a lot of times people walk around with dirty tzitzis on the talisim and this and that. I never thought it would be such a chashuva thing to do.
Kiddush Levana, you're supposed to count your tzitzis, Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levan is a time when you have Levan. Fine. Amar lekeisa levingam liel misha bar hardim le bar ruach. Apikorsis. The one that created the heavens, not created the ruach, because there are two different words. Kiyene yoitzer hardim ubar ruach. The word yoitzer is used in reference to the mountains. The word bar is used in reference to the ruach. So since we have two different terms, they have different things. Ela meyata. So you tell that's ridiculous because Lama Gabi Adam Tosafot says vayirav yitzar. Hachi, now you're going to tell me over here, it says there are two words by human being. Hachi, now, Mishabar Zele Bar Zed, that's ridiculous. Another question, he says, Tevach al Tevach al Tevach Yesh Rabbi, and there's one small ear on the face. That's one Tevach, Ushne Nikavim Yesh Bo, and there are two openings, opening for the nose and opening for the ears. Are you going to tell me that the one that created the nose did not create the ears? because it says
I have those two nikavim are what? You said ears.
The ears and the nose. And the nose. Nostrils.
It makes more sense.
The nostrils and the ears.
I'm sorry, the eye, not the nostrils, the eye and the ears.
Mi yishbor zeh lebarzeh, shenemar, hanoita oizen, the word hanoita is used in reference to the ears. Halo yishma Hashem plants the ears and the hears, v'im yoytzu ayin, if Hashem plants the eye, halo yabit, if Hashem makes the ears, don't you think Hashem can hear? Mm-hmm. Hashem created the koyach of shmir, so Hashem shall hear, Hashem created the eyes, he sees. Amalei in, yes. Amalei, that's right. In Echnaim, he said, yeah, that's right. The human being has two parts, ears and eyes. The God that created the eyes did not create the ears. Ein edoyme shmiya l'ri'ya. Two different worlds. Amalei, ridiculous. So when a person dies, he should only one should die, not the other should die. Are you going to tell me that the two gods get together and the mask and the person should die at the same exact moment of time? The person leaves both of them together. Amalei. Does that mean when the person dies, they're both mafias, both gods? They say, yeah, now it's time for the person to kick the bucket. See, this is of course not. So obviously, we're saying it's total nonsense. I'm Gusha, a magician. The upper portion of the body belongs to Ormiz. Ormiz is a god, is a malach. He created everything from the gar till up. The gar till up is Hormis. Created by Hormis. Mipalgach letata de a Hormis. Okay, there's a different malach who has an aleph. De a Hormis. A different malach. Okay, so two different gods created human being. One has the top, one has the bottom. Amalei, he said to him, Amema said ridiculous, because if that was really true, then there's trespassing. Because when a person eats, what happens? The food goes down the pipes, and all of the waste comes out of the bottom. Would he allow that? No. Would Ahormis allow his property to be the garbage dump of Ahormis? He would never allow such a thing. But like this, this is impossible. How does Ahormis tolerate the Hormis? Ahormis lehormis laburi maya ba'are, to allow the foul water, meaning the waste of the food, to go through the lower portion? He would never allow this. Obviously. This is not correct. He said, let's be one happy family. Let us, the Jews and the non-Jews, let us assimilate. Let there be intermarriage. Fine. I'm masking with this one condition. We can't be like you. We can't regrow the bris milah. So the only way we can be one nation is if you take off, if you become you have a bris milah. Atun moha lisu vehevi kivosan. Isn't this remind you of exactly what Shem and Levi said to Shem? Amalei meimar shapik am. You're right. He's made a very good statement. If the rule is if you're going outsmart the kesar, me called the zoch lemalka. Anyone that overpowers the king has to be killed. Lish or less lish de yua levevar has to be thrown into a den of lions. So shadu levevar, they threw Amalei into the den of lions. Achlua, a miracle happened. He was not consumed by the lions.
And you know what happened over here? So he agreed to him that the goyim should get gemal. So what happened?
He's playing with him. It's not a serious answer. You have to say it's like Yehuda, like Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi, they weren't serious. They were just playing with Shechem and Hamar.
So the king got mad and threw him into
a lion. So threw him into a lion pit. So nothing happened. The miracle happened. The lion did not eat him up. So there was a spectator who was watching this, and they saw his eyes not being eaten up. So he told the king, "Don't be impressed. It's not a miracle. You know why he's not being eaten up? Is because the lions are not hungry. The lions had lunch already. That's why. It's not a miracle. Don't be impressed. It's not a miracle." So the king, let's talk if they're not hungry. So let me throw you into the den of lions. Let's say they eat you up. So he threw him into the lions, and he was eaten up. So we're going to go to the lions are not hungry. You say the Jews say that every place with dominion, Hashem comes. How could Hashem be in one more than one place at one time? There's a shul on every street corner. How could there be Bain Shalom be at the 9 o'clock meeting here and the 9:30 meeting over here? How could it be so here? So Kari Lashame, so he brought the shamas of this of the Kesar. He hit him on the neck. Now, I don't know why he had to do this. He hit him on the neck. I don't know why, but he hit him on the neck. Amale, amaik ol shimsha bebeisei de kesar.
Why? You keep having kesar. I keep having over the kesar.
The
kesar? Yeah.
Different gear size.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You have different gear, okay, different gear size. The same gemara. We will hear the same as, I'm using the Sifra Gemara.
Yeah, that's
I'm
so weird.
I'm using the Sifra Gemara, I don't know. The kesar. Amale, shimsha akula ol manaycha. So he said to him, the son, he brought the servant. Why is the sun shining in the home of the Kesar? If the sun is shining in the street, the sun can only shine in one place at a time. So how could the sun shine in this room when the sun is shining in this room? How could it be more than one place?
Mm-hmm.
So the servant said, Shimsha kul ol manaycha. The sun shines everywhere. There's no limitation. Just because the different room doesn't hold back the sun from shining in multiple locations. So therefore he said to the Kesar, look, if the sun can shine in many places, the sun is a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah Tzama Kama, the Ribbono Nir Shalom can be in more than one place at one time. Okay, this is one of the very things the children are very cool. Inquire. So Ma Shimshu Dechan Min Elef Alfei Ribo Shamash. It's one of 10,000, one of 1,000 times 10,000, 100,000 of the Shamash Dechamei Kudsha Baruch Hu Naicha Lukul Yalmo can be in many places at the same time. So Shechinta Bikdu Shabrichu Allah has come in many places at the same time. Amluhu Min Rabbi Rov Alo Keichem Gachachon Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a joker, because he told Yecheskel to lie down. Amluhu Yecheskel Shechav Al Tzimchas, lie down on your left side. Uchsev Shechav Al Tzimchas. He went to this to be Yecheskel, lie down for 410 days on the left side and the right side. Asa Hu Talmidu Amulei my time. So he came. Talmud came to answer why this is not a problem. We're talking to my left side over here. Left side over here. So we have to figure out what to do. But on Shabbos, we learn on 5:00. Okay, so we might need some homework.
5:00. Okay, you gotta be.
You can be a Shabbos? No.
Next Shabbos. And that's a
Shabbos. I don't know yet.
You know, yes. Okay, so 5:00. This is very easy.
Okay, so maybe we'll be able to start and do it.
Then sure. It's good to jump back and be back in the swing of things again.